A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and today I'm actually broadcasting from the office here due to COVID-19. Of course, you can see me. I have my mask right here. But we're going to be talking to you about COVID-19 and other political developments in the country.
So we see that when it comes to COVID-19, there are so many people that have contracted the disease in Zimbabwe. Now the figure is 7,116 since March. And out of this number, 5,373 have actually recovered, 208 have died. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 27,164,445 people that have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, 889,627 have actually died. And when we look at the USA, there are 6,280,400 people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And 188,954 have actually died. Siyabona ke Uganda ba COVID-19 yamemetheka sifuna ukumangazisa kwale Zimbabwe. Kusukela abantu abedlula 7,000 asebanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi abedlula 5,000 labo sebesilile. Masikhangela sebebhubhile khona manje kule 208. Lokhu sokwethulelwa ke lugatsha lwezempilakahle. Xa sikhangela emhlabeni wonke jikelele, siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo. I-Johns Hopkins University isokula abantu abedlula 27 million. Masokubuya abayi 889,627 sebebhubhile. Kuzobuya ke eMelika sebesedlula 6 million abantu ababanjwe i-COVID-19, kuzokuthi abayi 188,954 sebebhubhile.
Yeah, kunjalo. Ayiwa, nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk, icho tiri kutetenyura tiri kuno kuAmerica. Sekutaura kwandaita nhasi ndambopinda muofisi, although ndiri kutetenyura zvangu ndiri kuofisi, asi muri kuona ndakapfeka maski yangu pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 iro ratekeshera munyika. Parisian, uyezve tinoona kuti munyika yeZimbabwe uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iro rive COVID-19. Bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti huri kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve tichange tiri kutaura panyaya yedenda iro rive COVID-19. Titarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pasi rose panyaya iyi yedenda reCOVID-19, tichikupai kuti zvakamira sei Parisian, kuti vanhu vangani vakwanisa kunge vachiwanikwa iro. Vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi, tinoona kuti chirwere ichi parizvino zvichitaurwa izvo nezvebazi rezveutano vanotaura kuti mamirira akaita zvinhu parizvino pane vanhu 208 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve parizvino tinotarisa isu kuti macases aripo parizvino ari kusvika ivo 7,116. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika parizvino, asi recovered zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa necovid-19 vachikunda denda iri vati wandei vari kusvika pa5,373. Ndozviri kutaurwa nezvebazi rezveutano munyika vachitaura ivo kuti ehe, vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19, asi zvatiri kuonawo zviri kubuda zvakanaka panguva ino ndezvekuti pane vanhu vazhinji vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi vakawanikwa ivo vachiri kunda. Saka ndozviri kuitika panyaya iyi yecovid-19. Totarisa zvakare zviri kubuda pasi rose kuJohn Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica iri kutaura iyo kuti globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose pane vanhu 27 million vabatwa necovid-19. Pachiwanikwa ivo pane vanhu 882,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi checovid-19. Totarisa imo muno muAmerica, muUnited States mune vanhu 6 million vabatwa necovid-19, 188,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, tichitarisa kuti munyika parizvino tinoona kuti pane nhumwa dziri kunzi dzichange dziri kuuya kubva kusouth Africa dzichiuya kuzodzeya munyika yeZimbabwe pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tinoona hurumende inoti munyika hamuna mapisha-pisha, asi vamwewo vanoshanda vakazvimirira nemapato anopikisa vachiti aiwa, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vatiinavo ipo pano tichikurukura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko irori rekuti pane mapisha-pisha munyika here kana kuti kwete. Gibbs,
there are some people who actually sent us audios talking about COVID-19 and other issues. Let's listen to what this was saying. specifically about COVID-19.
Nansi ndabe simanga lisileyo lapha kobulawayo empilo. Sihlukumezekile kakhulu. Siyagulelwa. Sithi nxa sigulelwa sinjalo akula kudla. Izihlobo zethu zithi nxa zize sinika ukudla zithi siyaziyalela ukungena kuthiwe kasiphume siye kudla phandle ethareni esikweyeni ebhuqwini kulomoya kule doti kulani konke kuthiwa kasiye kudla khonapho singangeni singangeni lezithwala lapha singoba sizabizi i-COVID-19 lamahu. Sidanile sibili kakhulu kakhulu into eyenzakeleyo angazi ukuthi izibhedlela zonke kuyavunyelwa yini lokho esikwenziwe empilo ukuhlukunyezwa okungakho ngapha sigulelwa ngabantwana abantwana kuthiwa kasitshiye kwapho ngabantwana abancane abale 2 weeks abanye bale 1 week abanye balenyanga kuthiwa kasitshiye kuphela embhedeni siphume siye kudla phandle konale lapho kuphekwa khona izithwala esibhedlela esane sikhulu esile sabadala abantwana sibathiye bodwa ngapha angazi kumbe kuyavunyelwa yini ngicela lindlulisele umlayezo lo siluhambe khonale phezulu kuhulumende nakumama u-Auxilia Mnangagwa onguye sibilo okhangele ngezabantwana ngiyabonga ngugogo uNalove More osempilo kathesi
bonani mthokazi omuhle. Ah, lisaphila kuzindawo zonke zelizwe lamazwe lo mhlaba ngatho kanjalo. Ngiyalithanda thandini, ngithanda nyani nyani. Phakathi kwesimo esikhona se-corona nale bakithi, siyaphepha na? Siphephile yini, liyakhuleka na? Ye, liyasanitayiza yini? Amamaski ayafakwa ngendlela yini? Bakithi, social distance, uhlalelana kathyana? Yeyi siyabona kunjani uma ungekho eziqamthetho abanye bekebesiqamabhola bakhona yini umalayitsha yani into zenu zalizo selidingele amafromatini azabhabha kwababhoda litshela so dar siyabonga ngithanda ukubulisa labani ekuseni kunapa kumalaba umaziwa ukhona indoncube gohole ukhona mdala sitshela isindamanzi ya ingwenya ingwenya uyekuthathwa ngamanzi kodwa yona hayi yali khona pa kwelapho sibangani sivalo sivalo uchuma mdala mchuma ukhona vuka phela mdala malume khonapho vuka vuka malume amvuka nyoni enhle matshelela siyabonga nhlelo zethu baba azibanje ngokupheleleyo bakithi kodwa siphephe ngolubhubhane yabonga
ngokuyadaluka. So these are some of the people that actually sent us messages on our WhatsApp. You are also in a position to send messages on WhatsApp in this on this number +1 202 465 0318. That number again +1 202 465 0318. So one of the people is at Mpilo Hospital. She was complaining about the way they are being treated at Mpilo Hospital. So we tried to get hold of Mpilo authorities, but we couldn't at this stage. So we're going to talk to them further, later. So it seems as if people are asked to have their meals outside Mpilo premises, that is outside the buildings, so they can go to the grounds and have their meals and so forth. So according to the hospital authorities, they fear that there could be an infestation of cockroaches and other unwanted insects, you know. So then the other guy was saying, you know, people must take a very extreme care in terms of COVID-19. He is in Taluga, that is more than Gwenya. So that's the scheme of things.
Aiwa, apotanga tukunzwa kubva kune ramwe vanowanikwa ivo vatsigirwe pano pa Studio 7. Vipa WhatsApp vanga vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munzvimbo dzavari tanzwa kubva kune vamwe vanga vari kutaura vari kuMpilo Hospital vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutonzi vadye vari panze pamusoro pemamirira akaita zvino asi tinoziva zvakare kuti pane vamwe vatakataura navo paLet's Talk ngatikurukurei vanga vari kutaurawo madzimai vanga vari kutaura zvanga zviri kuitika kuparenyatwa hospital uko vanga vari kuti vamwe vanenge vaenda kunobatsirwa nevana vanenge vasati vasvika vatingati vaye maprimature vari kuwanikwa ivo vasingawani rubatsiro rwavari kuda panguva yakakodzera sezvo vari kudziwo kana vari kubva kuzvipatara zvehurumende havasi kupuwa priority asi hatina kukwanisa kunge tichinzwawo kubva kuparirenyatwa hospital kuti ndozviri kuitika here asi sekutaura kwataita aya maonero evanhu asiriwo anobva kuVOA saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo pazuva ranhasi tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yedzematongerwo enyika nyanya panyaya yenhumwa dzakatarisira kunge dziri kuuya kuZimbabwe munguva inotevera tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti nezuro ranga riri zuva iro vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaRobert Mugabe vakawanikwa ivo vachisvitsa gore mushure mekunge vashayika saka kana muchidawo zvakare kutaura pamusoro pekuti munoona legacy yavo yakamira sei mushure mekunge vasvitsa gore nezuro vashayika again.
Now, talking about the late former President Robert Mugabe, we know that he died in Singapore. He had cancer. So now it seems as if that mausoleum that has been constructed has now been dismantled, according to some state officials. So now I think I've got something on the former or late former president. Let's listen to this kind of thing.
Zokunomnyaka wabhubha owayengumongameli uMoi uRobert Mugabe wasuswa esikhundleni libutho ngomnyaka ka-2017 libambisana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nabanye bakhe. Kulabanye abathi kukhona okubambekayo owatshiywa nguMugabe, kube labanye njalo abathi watshiyela uZulu inhlupho ezingapheliyo eZimbabwe. UMugabe wafela esibhedlela eSingapore, wayelesifo semvukuzane. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma owayekumele iphelandaba mpophoma edale lepalamende uthi kukhona okunye okubambekayo okwatshiwa nguMugabe.
Uba uMugabe watshela abantu ama-mixed feelings ukucabanga kabili kathathu kukhona okuhle esibili akumelayo okunjengenkululeko elizwe lethu into yomhlaba kuba nagcinise elilungisile bese siba lokunye futhi okubuhlungu okucatshangwa especially ngapha kwelakithi nxa sesicabanga endaweni yabogugrawund sicabange njalo futhi ezinye izinto ezisifakele kulokhu esikiko khona inkinga esikiyo khona kwamanje ngenxa yokuthi kona wayevame ukwenza lokwanesikuthi ngesingizi ama-populist decisions kodwa asisale esesilimaza-ke kathe singapha so ngumuntu esingathi uphile impilo eyomuntu mavele umuntu wonke akula muntu ongaphila impilo esingayithi yona i-perfect life lapha nalapha uyaba nesigwenxa kodwa lapha nalapha futhi wenze into enhle futhi njalo
singathi kodwa abanye abantu sebekhohlwe ngaye vele kumbe akula muntu ongamkhohlwa
ebuchayiswa laba abalungu lawo kwezwe sale phansi uyazi umuntu obeka izinto zakhe kuhle zicaca indoda ebikhuluma sibili iphiwe isiphiwo besikhona so asobule singapho ngumkhohlwa noma nje ngoba le mpambaniseko lapha nalapha njengoba ngithilo ngathi kona into yimvama nje yomuntu wonke yobana akula muntu ozahamba ngesicathulo esipheleleyo lapha nalapha siyakhubela
kodwa umnumzana Joshua T Mzaca Ngulube olwela ilungelo likaZulu uthi uMugabe watshiyela abantu inhlupho kuphela.
Umgabe waba ngumuntu ongathi oba ngumuntu oyisihwaba owafuna ukubusa yedwa wakhohlwa ukuthi kule kusasa ulabantwana nabazukulu esingakubona okwenzakala kathesi umbuso khona abehlulekayo izandla zikamgabe behluleka ngoba bengabantu asebengaphasi izandla zikamgabe so kutshengisa ukuthi umgabe thina kasiyela ngalokhu usitshela uhlupho ba lokhu likhontinua siya phambili
singathi-ke abantu bangamkhohlwa yini
ayi umgabe uyakhohlakala besides ukuthi simkhumbule ngenxa yephat of igugurawundi ayenzayo ebulala abantu esikhathi igugurawundi uyakhohlakala ngoba akula nto enhle esayenzayo into enhle kuphela eyenzakalayo esayibonayo shortly kuthi yena waba ngumuntu owavumayo ukuthi into ukuthi izwe selimehlukile ngesikhathi simbona sizenza into ze-GMO avuma khona wazehlisa ukuthi abantu ngoba isikhathi se-GMO abantu abaningi bakwazi ukuthi bayakhiza indlu bathenge benze lokhu lalokhu khona khona kuphela into ayenzayo engani yakhanya kodwa kombuso wakhe yena yedwa umgabu uyakhohlakala.
Umgabe wangcwatshwa kibo kwaZimba loba nje uhulumende wayesemlungisela lokho okubizwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-mausoleum eHarare. So there you are, you know, there are some people who say the president, the former president may have done a lot for Zimbabwe, but others are saying no. So some that are opposing whatever he did is because of certain circumstances, including the Kukurawundi massacres, including, you know, some people who never went to school because of challenges, you know. So now, I mean, it's a mixed bag, so sort of like. Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinoonzwa, apatangatisukutora kwa tangatisukutarisa, nyaya yekutiva mgabe, varikurangarirwa sei, tichona kutine zuro, vakashita gure, rimechete mshure mekunge vashaika. Vashaika ivo varikusinga po, uko vanga varikurwara nechirwere che gomarara. Saka vajinji vanotaura zvakasiyana siyana kuti varikuvarangarira sei. Vamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa vakaunza ivhu kuvatema, vamwe vachitaura nyaya yezvikoro. Asi vamwe zvakare vachitaurawo kuti havasi kunyatsoona kunge rangariro yavo yakazenge yachenuka kwekupedzisira nekuti zvinhu zvakadai sezvipatara hazvina kunyatsowanikwa zvichivakwa zvakanaka. Uyezve kana izvo zvikoro pakazoshayika vamugabe zvinhu zvasina kumira zvakanaka. Asi maonero evamwe uyezve ipo pano sokutaura kwataita nhasi tine gango. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakawanda zviri kuitika. Tichitarisa zvakare nhumwa dziri kutarisirwa kunge dzichiuya munyika yeZimbabwe dzichibva kuSouth Africa kuti zvichafamba sei, vachange vachiona anani uyezve zvichabatsira here munyaya yemapishapisha atiri kuona ari kuitika munyika pari zvino. Gibbs.
So now, in the meantime, there is some news coming from the police. They've identified one of the people that was shot dead yesterday following the gunning down of ZNA member Lawrence Mupanganyama in Chivu. So the guy's name is Elfas Jani, 20 years old. So now the other person that was shot dead is unknown. So Lawrence Mupanganyama and Peter Zureba, these are two soldiers who were gunned down at Chicken Inn police base in Chivu on Saturday. So we're told that there was some kind of friction between them and some people around, leading to the shooting to death of Lawrence Mupanganyama. And then these people who shot them actually fled with AK rifles, and all those have been recovered. So now this comes at a time when special envoys from the ANC, that is the African National Congress, and President Cyril Ramaphosa's office are expected in Zimbabwe. Perhaps tomorrow, we are told, they may be in the country. So now we've got our guests right now. We've got Noctula Adonsi, who is a political commentator. And we're expecting Joseph Chuma to join us and other people in the shortest possible time. So let's start with Ms. Adonsi. So Ms. Adonsi, we see that there are several issues that we're talking about here. What is the problem? Kubulawa masocha njalo lakhona konke ukuthi kulama kulezithunywa lezi ezibuyayo ngafishane ke ungasitshela uthini nakhona konke kokuthatha.
Oqala ngifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba yabantu ababuyayo eka Ramaphosa abuya lele labantu bakhe abuya labo akucaci kahle ukuthi asingaboni into ebambekayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi kube transparent, kube le transparency. Sibona ukuthi babuya bezoyenzani, bazaqalela kuphi, iplani yabo ithini. So nxa bephunga ukubuya akwaziwa lokuthi bazabuya nini, the exact date, which means kule anganakuzwakali kahle, akucaci kahle. So mna ngibonani kusese angiboni ukuthi kule nto engaphuma, angiboni ukuthi kuzaba le nto ezaphuma mina. Angazi kodwa-ke kuzomele silinde. Then nxa sikhumbula ubaba umgazi hayi ubaba kazange yenze kahle kazangenze kahle and wahlala kakhulu esikhundleni kwafanele ukuthi ngawachiya ngoba izinto zonakale kakhulu ukuhlala kwakhe for 38 years kwenza ukuthi izinto zonakale kakhulu beyond ukuthi kunzima lokuthi ilizwe likwazi ukuthi recover from izinto eyaziluzayo by during that time during his cut sake so kuleni nje kodwa ke into engatsho nje ukuthi mina engiyibonayo angani wayilungisa wayizama indaba yemfundo siyabona nje ukuthi even emazweni lapha bekukhulunywa ukuthi hayi abantwana beZimbabwe bafundile la ngibonani ubezamile kakhulu ukuthi azame ukulungisa endabeni yemfundo noma nje kuthe sokusiya ekugcineni ha bezokunzima kodwa ngibonani ababekhona ekuqaliseni ekuqaliseni kuka soon after independence I think they really benefited imfundo ya yeah, especially indlela ayibambe ngayo indaba yemfundo kodwa ke noma nje ekugcineni sibona hani bese ngani sikuyahlupa ngoba bese mdala ubengasakwazi ukuthi bese ngasela control engako ukuthi abuse so hayi lapho akulanto nje eningi esingayikhuluma ngaye nje ngoba kuningi nje yikho lokho ukuhlunyezwa kwabantu indlela abuse ngayo i-corruption i-nepotism ziningi nje izinto aziphambanisileyo ngoba uthe ephuma esikhundleni sazithola ukuthi akusela lutho olubambekayo ade lukhona nje lusele elizweni
yes so siyawuzwa yes
ngendaba ye-army into le ingani iyahlupha ngoba asoze sikwazi ukuthi is it a personal note or yindaba is to do with i-politics yindaba ele-politics phakathi kumbe kuxabana kwabantu nje so indaba le ngibonani kulengo esingakakwazi ukuthi kwenzakaleni okuliqinisa ukuthi kwenzakaleni kube indlela yokulahla abantu nje ukuthi njengoba kuzabuya Ramaphosa kube indlela nje yokulahla abantu ukuthi bathi hayi le ANC sekulabantu asebeyihlasela so le ayikacacisisi bonani kule information eningi engayaziwayo
so briefly ngasikiwa pongutshanje usovaleza just very briefly
okay I think this envoy that is going to come, like that which is led by Cyril Ramaphosa, I don't really think that...
In fact, Ramaphosa won't go there, so he's actually sending these people, okay. Yes.
Okay, so people that are going to be sent by Ramaphosa,
yes.
I don't really think it's going to help. I don't really think it's going to help, honestly, because there's no transparency. We haven't seen the aims, the plans. Yes. What is that going to, who are they going to talk to? Where are they going to be? We don't even know. So I think there's no transparency. They have to be transparent so that we can know, is it going to work or not? Then commenting about the late...
former president, late, yes.
The late president, I think we don't really have much achievements that we can see. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of bad things, like we talk about corruption, nepotism, social violence. There's a lot that we can talk about him. Though I feel he tried in terms of education, we see that Zimbabwe have once been recognized as the most educated. So I think it's right on that area. He really did try.
Mm-hmm. So I think now we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, we've got Tawanda Sokora of MTC, and we've got Mr. Gary Twala Jackson. He is in Dallas, Texas. So let's bring in Marvelous. Then we go straight to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Yeah, Marvelous, go ahead.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kunzwa zvikuta urwa onere chidiki panyaya yemaonero avo. Habari kuita ya wangati ya tingati yo remekezo kana uti legacy yewa imboba mtungamiru wenyeka wa Robert Mugabe wanga rutari sasha kare nyaya ye numa zichange dziruku ya achiva ku South Africa zichenda muZimbabwe wachinoona kuti nyaya dzekuti pane kuchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu dzakamira sei sekuti hurumende iri kuti iyo aiwa hapana zvakadaro munyika hamuna crisis saka regai tinzwe kuna va Joseph Chuma vezano PF kuti takatarisa zvirikutaurwa nehurumende kuti munyika hamuna imo mapisha zvizva vari kutarisira kuti nhumwa idzi dziri kubva ku South Africa dzinge dzichitaura pavanosvika munyika.
Mr. Joseph Chuma, welcome to the program. Say, how are you?
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Fine, thank you. How are you? How are you? How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much. So tell us, what do you think these embers are going to do in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'm sure they will come with a sort of itinerary from their president and from their party, the ANC, coming to meet ZANU-PF, this side, our political bureau. And basically, this is going to be a story being told from the other side of the coin. Because what we've seen going around is a story that is from the other side also of this same coin. We've heard the narratives from people that are so much opposed to ZANU-PF. We've heard narratives from people that are anti-government. And at least now, for the first time, the ANC is coming to listen to his sister party, ZANU-PF, and get to see or feel or understand what exactly is happening in Zimbabwe. And from there, then the truth should come out. Like I've always said, if indeed there is something worth noting, then it should be noted. And if there is nothing really not worth noting, let us put it on the plains just like that. So let them come in. Let them discuss. And I also hope that in the same vein, they'll probably then meet the other stakeholders, like what President Ramaphosa said on one of his news castings, that they're going to meet other stakeholders. But what we're saying is that, yes, we might have our share of problems. Yes, we might have a sort of crisis, like the whole world is in a crisis because of this pandemic. This pandemic of COVID-19, but let's not over-exaggerate some of these things just so that we get in Zimbabwe, so that we demonize Zimbabwe. Because at the end of the day, you ask yourself a simple question, for whose benefit are we doing this for? And definitely it can't be for our children, it can't be for ourselves. It's just an evil thing that we tend to want to do for whatever expediency that we might want or we might like.
Thank you very much. Mr. Zokora, your chance now. Go ahead, sir.
Regarding the Dr. Nyaya Vamugabe, not in the Kuamkanga. Vamugabe, to know attend an Nyaya Vakaita who did this of Anaway Zimbabwe. I think our Torre is also. I see it no as Ziva Kuti, Vangavari Mond, Vangavari Mbafa, Vivenimun, Senior. Asi patiri kuzvine izvi tikuona kuti vavakatisira wacho itori mhondi hombe vanotori neutsinye wakapfuura wanga uina vamugabe ende kana iri corruption paumba vapa zvatowedzera kana iri nyaya yema human rights abuses atowedzera kupfuura pavanga paina vamugabe paive vamugabe varipo vanhu vese vanozviziva kuti taipinda mugwagwa tichiratidzira vanhu vodzokera kumba takakwana iko zvinezvi vanhu vanopinda mugwagwa vanopondwa mugwagwa imomo takazviona zvichiitika August 1 vanhu 6 vakapondwa tichiona nemusoja anotozikanwa musoja nanhasi hasati abatwa hasati asungwa tikaona zvakare muna January 2019 tichitungamirwa navamunangagwa vanopfuura 20 vakaurayiwa pakaitika maZCTU stay away vadzimai achibhinywa saka tikutoona kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kunyanya kukanganiswa panguva ino yatiri vanenge vararidzira vanhu vari kusungwa.
What are the envoys going to do in Zimbabwe? Are they going to engage you guys as well as MTC Alliance? And if so, what are you going to get out of it?
The MTC tinotambira zvikuru kuuya kwenhumwa dziri kuuya idzi. Tinotarisira kuti havasi kuende kustate house vonopikirwa tea vobva vadzokera kusouth africa ngavaende vanoona mastakeholders ese ari munyika vaende vanoona vachamisa MGC alliance voregedza kuperera ipapo ngavaende kunoona ana Hope Chimono ana Jacob Ngaruvhume vanhu vanga vakasungwa vanyatsoudzwa zviri kuitika munyika nevanhu vari kuzviitirwa kana vakwanisa votopinda muvanhu chaimo votaurirwa nevana vezimbabwe kuti vaone kuti zvechokwadi muzimbabwe mune crisis vanhu vari kutambura saka hatitarisire kuti vangu wana wani veza anupie. Kana utia nanisa, auya nanise ni kuona divi ni mwechete, unotele razukuta wakani vangu vese, varu munyika. Ujizo karapati, obo watu wana zishuwa oneo kuti munyika umaita tambu ziko. Uzi wangu tambu ziko, josa kamaka wana zirikuitika kuchivu, shakaitika kuchivu, iratizo yekuti vana vasikufara munyika. Ende zinizo kasa gadziriswa. Masoja asikufara, mapulisa asikufara, manuvesa asikufara.
Mesa kukora, thank you so much.
Kwese kwa tineenda.
Thank you very much. Now we've got Mr. Gary Twala Jackson. He is in Texas. Baba Twala, siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. Ngiyabonga Kips. Linjani lonke.
Siyaphila forward to. Just briefly, tell us what you expect from these special envoys.
I don't expect anything because ANC is a South African version of ZANU. Okay, and I'm not intending. I'm full of kuruba kulu na loko. But I intend to move to Pondi Selapa. And let's tell you what song is here. Stop referring to Umnangakwa. Njengomko kelewe Zimbabwe. Umnangakwa likwaka. Kazanga for kelewe. In anything we do, last kuruma nge Zimbabwe, siya wazi kuchi ZANU. Womshanga number is owned is our hukolus. About the balance is raising. We have imposed themselves on us. General Nanga's criminal avantum. Gana visa omnumzana, which over Omnanga, Menfuna, Angel and Zena Fona, Menfuna, Upendula, Usisobe Kuluma, a Kuluma Omnanga, Achu Uba Omnanga, Gaso Baba. Lisela, umkhuluzi.
Baba Twala. Okay, hold on.
There's nothing for me to respect to Mnangagwa.
Okay, gentlemen, I think we have to have a very civilized discussion here. It's all about us going the way that we are supposed to go. And if everyone says somebody is a thief or is this and that, there should be some court case that would have happened and not for us to have this kind of, accusations without any substantial evidence. So let's get that straight away. So now I think we are going to reconnect our case. Marvelous, I think you can go ahead.
Aha, regained Buenda Kunava Jokora Takatarisa, Vanyarikani Vashangeva Kuya, Kubaku, South Africa, the ANC, Avamunona, Vachizo, Inibato Renu, Zisha Murkudakuti, Azinga Chitaurwa. Pamsoro pema zirupitika muZimbabwe makatarisa numa izikubwa kusouth Africa munoona atichizo batira sei mufambisirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe
yeah, so Mr. Chuma can hold on the let's have Mr. Tsokora before maybe Mr. Tsokora let's have Mr. Chuma so Mr. Joseph Chuma we see that most of these issues that are taking place in Zimbabwe you can feel the anger of the people now with this gentleman who was saying a lot of things so but we always appreciate people that come onto the show and not insult any other person. This is a public sphere for everyone to say their own views, and we don't expect any kind of insults. So it's not that we are censoring anyone, but what we want is not to use certain words that denigrate other people. So go ahead, Mr. Chuma. So looking at what is going on in Zimbabwe, do you think that maybe people can be cooled down by some other means, because you can hear people are very angry.
Mr. Dube, this is not a problem that we feel that people are very angry, then therefore they must start being insulted.
Yes.
Respect is end, and the opinions do differ. I cannot expect you to have the same opinion or feeling like what I actually have. And by so doing, it does not mean then that I must attack you and attack your person. it becomes very wrong. All the time. I think I've been all the time, and we can't all agree and see things the same way all the time. Like I even said earlier on when we spoke about the former late president, Mugabe, I said to me, I mean, I would take it from Ubuntu, Bami, Unuangu, Unuangu, not Afa and Mata. I would choose to speak the good things that the late president did for particularly me and maybe other people around me. And I mentioned the issue of education. I mentioned the issue of empowerment. And then I said, no, I know there are other people who might not see anything good and are going to be negative. Let them do that. And I believe that while they are doing it, let them do it in a respectful manner. There's no way you can say that somebody who's the father of somebody, Osirasho Baba, what do you mean by that? You see, already we are losing each other. This spirit of intolerance is what is killing us even worse. We need to tolerate each other with our diversity. Tolerate me. Allow me to speak, listen to my ideas. And the same goes with me. I must listen to the other people, whether they're MPC or whichever other party. I must, because from there I can pitch a couple of things that can actually be very helpful for this country. And if we put these things together, we then form a Zimbabwe that we all want. Because, like I said, no one wants a Zimbabwe that is a malfunctioning. No one wants a Zimbabwe with a dead economy. Because at the end of the day, when we suffer, we all suffer. Our children are going to suffer as well. So we need to be fixing these things for the next generation, for ourselves as well. And we can only do that by engaging each other and tolerating each other from whatever diversity we might come from. It is just going to respect each other and live together.
Thank you so much. So, Mr. Sobora.
How are you tolerating one another? When I express my point, you told Gibbs as the presenter to cut me off.
No.
When I was expressing my point.
No.
But you insulting. I wasn't insulting.
I was saying the truth. Listen, my brother.
Okay, give him a chance.
Can I respond to that? Listen to me for a minute.
You
believe he's the president of Zimbabwe, Anjo, but allow yourself.
Hold on, Mr. Chuma.
The president. He wasn't voted, Anjo.
No, you are.
Allow other people.
Hold on, Mr. Chuma. Hold on, Mr. Chuma.
Elections.
He was voted for by people. As much as the election committee got over 2 million votes, he was also voted by people.
Okay, hold on, Chuma. Hold on, Mr. Chuma. Hold on. Gary, go ahead, Mr. Twala. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is, Mnangagwa wasn't voted. The rigged elections, they have a record of that. Is it? They have failed. Nothing is functioning in Zimbabwe. Whoever talks against the leadership of Mnangagwa, just to say Mnangagwa has failed, they get arrested. Why? If you are to be fair, Mnangagwa is a failure. There's a lot of things that have happened in Zimbabwe. People being killed. We can't talk about all the stuff that happened years ago. Let's talk about things that happened months ago, 2 years ago. People being killed by the army in uniform. The people that are supposed to protect Zimbabweans. They get killed. His policies, they mean nothing. He's globe-trotting, posting on Facebook, I've got these mega deals. None of those deals have meant anything. Citizens are threatened every day. There is corruption. There's a lot of crime committed. Without justice, there's no justice. And then people retaliate. They attack the army. Within a few hours, the so-called people who did that crime are caught up, they are killed. Why don't you catch up the people that are abusing citizens? Why didn't you catch up the people that killed that woman that was killed on demonstrations in Harare, live on camera? Why?
And then the big question.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. Let us not sanctify nonsense just because we are benefiting from ZANU. In as much as you benefit from ZANU, a few people that are making it in life, think about the other 15 million people, other 14 million people. Is it not a good idea for you to be in business, to live in Zimbabwe, in a community that is not starving? People are starving in Zimbabwe. People are dying in Zimbabwe. The health system has been brought down. You cannot even get treatment for an STD, gonorrhea, and stuff like that. No, because what is happening in Zimbabwe, really, is not something that we can smile at.
Okay,
let us face the truth. Senior Sabi, we cannot sanctify nonsense in the name of truth.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on there, Mr. Tshwala. Hold on. Hold on there.
Okay.
So let's go to Mr. Tshwala Tshokora. Hey, Mr. Tshokora.
Tinotenda kuna vadzokora regai timbotsanangura kuti pane vanyarikani vaviri vari kutaura napo tiri kunzwa vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika pari zvino vageritwala vari kuti havasi kufara ane zviri kuitwa nemutungamiri wenyika pari zvino tichionawo vachuma kune rimwe divi vachitiwo vanga vasiri kufara nezvadeedzwawo mutungamiri wenyika saka pari kuita pakusawirirana asi asitora kwaika Gibbs panapa e-platform yekuti tinopa munhu wese mukana wekuti ataure pfungwa dzake tisina kwatakarerekera asi chatisingabvumidze chete kunyombana nezvimwe zvakadaro saka chiregai tiende kwavadzokora vadzokora zvii zvamakatarisira kuti zvinge zvichitaurwa pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyika pari zvino tichitarira vari kuuya maenvoys aya ari kubva kusouth africa
Mr. Dzokora, then we go to Ms. Adonsi. Mr. Dzokora, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. MDC Alliance, I've already said that we welcome what South Africa is doing right now. South Africa is now taking its rightful and very correct position in the region. They are not helping Zimbabwe because they are a good neighbor, but they have an obligation. They have a responsibility as AU chairperson. We know that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is the chairperson of AU. So he has an obligation to intervene in Zimbabwe because there is indeed a crisis in Zimbabwe. We are seeing people here saying that Emmerson Mnangagwa has failed. Indeed, he has failed. You have seen the escalation of human rights in Zimbabwe. No one is allowed to talk. No one is allowed to demonstrate. If people get in the streets, they are killed. So that's evidence that this man has failed. You go to the people, you see the level of suffering that is going on in Zimbabwe. That's enough evidence that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
If you see Hopo Chingono and Ms. Ngaruvume going for 45 days trying to apply for bail, which is a constitutional right, and they get incarcerated for that long before they get bail, then you know that there's a crisis in Zimbabwe and that the current so-called president has failed. And we hope and we are very faithful that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa's envoys will help in brokering peace in Zimbabwe. That's what we've been saying as MDC, that we want neutral people to intervene in Zimbabwe and try to resolve this crisis that ZANU-PF continually denies.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Adonsi, nothing to have a for mama.
emzini wakho sokulenkinga so lokhu kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi hhayi ubaba walapha ekhaya ngami hhayi kakenzi kahle so angiboni ukuthi kule nto ezaphuma mina ngoba okokuqala abantu laba kakuvele sobala ukuthi bazoyenzani bafikela ngaphi bazawube besenzani njalo enye into mina ngabe kuthiwa yini ade kumele ukuthi ngichuze ukuthi ngoba nababuyayo okumele ngithathe abantu abasuka kwamazwe achiyeneyo njalo futhi even uJulius Malema laye bengaba ngomunye umuntu ade ngabuye kungabi ANC kuphela ngoba iANC siyakwazi nje ukuthi hayi phela vele ngosisi ngosisi bayazalana lezana so ukuthi size sikwazi ukuthi kulento ezwaphuma
zikhokheli ezakhethwayo nxa wena ungathi hayi nami ngifuna ukubuya lapha nengizobe kumbo kufanele sivunyelwe hayi ukuthi kumbe kufanele ukuthi abe lo ngwezani kumbe ngwezaphu kumbe ngwe-MDC nxa abantu bebonisa ukuthi we are concerned about this we have something to say indaba singavulelwa ngoba leyi envoy ehamba eZimbabwe iyamukelwa yizanu izanu izabathathi bahambise endaweni lapho efuna ukubasa khona iletha abantu babo abazokhuluma amanga babatshele ukuthi into yonke inhle eZimbabwe beqamba amanga ngoba into labana babenikezwe
so
mina ngibona ukuthi hayi lokho akusoze kuncede kangako ngoba sike sabona indaba yokudutshulwa kwabantu mhlaka 1 August akunanto eyaphumayo la namhlanje akunanto esiyibonayo eyayenziwa nguThabo Mbeki akunalutho lele esilubonayo so bona nakulalutho nje lungabo ye babuya bona kodwa hayi mina ngibona nakulanto ezasiza into ezasiza kuphela lapha ekhaya yokuthi nje ngelinye ilanga uZulu mzane ezazonda kahle kahle bazangena ibabazathwali izikhali and ukuthola kwabo izikhali yikho lapho kuzaqalisa khona indaba enkulu.
Siyabonga kodwa sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu belwe ngesikhali kuliwa ngomlomo vele.
Hayi ngisho ukuthi baba Dube umuntu nxa ekhuluma khathesi nxa ukuthi uZulu encenga ukuthi bakithi thina sicela lokho kodwa bayachaya abantu labo kunini bechaywa abantu kunini abantu abangomama behlukumezeka abantu abangomama khathesi abazithweleyo kunzima. Osisi yazi corruption ekhona khathesi nxa ukuhamba le CV yakho kuqala ukuthiwa hey zwana sihlangane ehoteleni ukuze ngunike umsebenzi and akulanto eyenziwayo angaze aziwe even ulecturer nxa iabuser umntwana wesikolo akulanto abayenziwayo ngenxa ye-corruption but ithi kuyaze kube nini kodwa
siyakuzwa kakhulu Mr. Chuma just briefly or let me not say briefly Mr. Chuma we are hearing all these views it's your chance now Mr. Chuma
thank you very much Mr.
Chuma yes sir
like I've tried to impress even from our previous discussions on this very same platform. This whole issue is an issue of tolerance and understanding each other and listening to each other and building each other so that we build Zimbabwe. There are people, unfortunately, who want to thrive on politics. They've made politics a career, so to say. And therefore, they will always want to create some sort of pandemonium so that their existence is sort of justified and they can still remain in the game. And once the stability is put on the table, they always want to resist that because once everything becomes stable, then they become irrelevant. And they cannot hear that. And that is what has been happening. Even if you look from this new president came in 2017 to 2018, right, the election of 2018, he has been trying to correct a lot of things that have gone wrong. Yes, as a party, we must take responsibility for some decisions that we made before that were populist decisions, but not in tandem with economical growth. And when he came in to try and say, okay, let us fix this so that we would then sort of eat what we actually saw, or eat what they've caught in simple terms of fishing, that if you go and fish, you're going to eat whatever fish you're going to catch on that day. And so when you bring that, obviously some things are going to be picked up. People have been used to that system of ugunigwa all the time, ugunigwa all the time. And now when they say, no, let's do the real thing so that we grow this economy. The economy cannot grow by handouts. We hand out every day. We can't. And let's do the things in a correct way. So obviously things are going to tighten up, things are going to be a bit difficult. But at the end of the day, knowing that the end result shall be that of an economy that will start prospering, that will start coming up, and then everybody then begins to realize their worth, whether professionally or otherwise. So this is the kind of thing that we are moving forward. And while we're doing it, yes, I will never ever say that there is no corruption in this country. It is there. And there are individuals that are doing it. And most of them, unfortunately, hide behind even the ruling party.
some hide behind whatever means. No hide behind him, because I've seen from both parties, Democrat and NDC, people being corrupt. We've seen councillors being corrupt, councillors belonging to the NDC, and some officials in NDC, and ZANU-PF as well, likewise. So, and I've always said that we need to be taking these people individually, let everyone carry their own cross, instead of just hiding behind institutions. Because that's how they get away with murder, because they know that whatever I do, when people want to then lay blame, they lay blame on ZANU-PF, they lay blame on maybe NDC, they lay blame on certain institutions. And then them as individuals then get away with murder that day. And we need to be moving away from that kind of system. Let us hold people accountable wherever station they've been put at. Let them be accountable for their actions. Let them be accountable for their results. If they're not performing, then they must definitely go. That's where we need a ZANU-PF to be sitting down and saying, let us perfect this thing of saying that AMA contract, abantu abasebenza must be renewed upon being satisfied that they've performed above board. And if they're not performing, let's move them out. Let's get somebody else to move. And when people begin to know that they are going to be judged according to their performances, they will start performing definitely, because they know that if they don't, they risk losing those very same jobs that they are in. So it's a simple matter of saying that let us face things factually, let us face things on a case-to-case basis, then we can start rebuilding. Intolerant, it will not get us anywhere. We'll just be going round and round a simple circle, which is not going to attain us any result. That we
mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think Marvelous. Maybe you can go to Karitola Jackson. Marvelous, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let me respond to the gentleman. First of all, let me apologize for being angry, because I mean there's nothing to be happy about the situation, and I hope you all understand that.
Okay.
Going to the gentleman, Okuluma, aren't you? We are Okuluma. We need to understand each other, aren't you? Why then the government local eGamnangagwa doesn't tolerate abantu abasolayo abathi hayi asijabula ngobukhokheli bakho? You are not the kind of leader that we want by our watch. Why?
Right. Can I answer that?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Right. The government, has never been like, I remember the first time when Nangaba came into power, MDC had a march, and it was a peaceful march. No one was around. Nothing happened like that. But then, unfortunately...
Okay.
Can I explain myself?
Okay.
Thank you. You tell me that there was one demonstration there at the MTC where there was no harassment at all, because they stick to AMA agreement and with the police and everybody. They did their demonstration, but the special was ever come. And then was we are learning that demonstration era violence there. I remember Napa Gobla, police and two man, police, the Banapan, the police, the police, the police.
Okay.
Losing of lives. I saw them say, and it's not something that we should ever glorify or wish for, but it so happened because of his intense challenge. But the problem with us is that as it can really move, we should have been looking and saying, at what point did the army come in? At what point were people then killed? And you realize that it was at the point where those people who were doing demonstrations, instead of doing them peacefully and probably going to hand over a petition or whatever, they actually started destroying property, they started burning up things, and the policeman was actually killed.
Did they deserve to be killed?
The people started the violence. And then when the authorities came to try and saw the same violence, the police had to contain the people until the army came in. And unfortunately, you all know that the army doesn't come in carrying button sticks or handcuffs. They come in carrying guns. And then unfortunate incidents then happen. We lost six precious lives. Those are lives that we...
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
Lose. But because of the way the demonstrators carried themselves on that day, that was the end result.
Gentlemen.
Anyway, it comes from where it started. We never want to lose lives. We never want people to be beaten up.
Mr. Twala and Mr. Chuma, thank you so much. Our time is up almost.
Yeah, unfortunately, at your extra time...
No, hold on, guys.
As MDC, we have a history of peace. We have always held peaceful marches in Zimbabwe, even during the time of Mugabe. And he confessed to that himself that... when Mugabe Mnangagwa came in, we had a very peaceful march. That's our identity. That's what we always do. We don't have a relationship with violence or anything unless violence is perpetrated against us. Like what happened in January 2019, ZCTU stay away, where he's referring that people became violent. He should not lie for the people. It was not the people that became violent. It was a stay away. People were supposed to stay away. The soldiers and the police officers went into the houses and started beating up people, telling them to go out, asking them, why are you staying out? You should be in town. That's how the violence started. And that violence was perpetrated by the police and the army and the security forces. Just like we are having a high perpetration of violence to the people that have been abducted today, you will be surprised that up to now we have had 50 abductions in the past 2-3 months. Kana vachuma vari kutaura kuti vanhu ivavo vari kuita ngakomo vari kuzviita vega. Sei hurumende isiri kusunga vanhu ivavo kuita abductions iwayo. They have the resources. Why are they not arresting them? We have seen an escalation of abductions. We have seen an escalation of violence.
One last thing. Our time is up. So the thing is, can Zimbabweans fix this in less than 10 seconds? Your response so that everybody responds. Can Zimbabwe fix this through the envoys or another way? Exactly 10 seconds.
Zimbabweans are more than capable of fixing their problems. And the President Chamisa has highlighted that on a number of things. And that's why we are saying we welcome the delegation that is coming from South Africa. We just want them to meet everyone that matters.
Thank you so much. I don't see it's your chance now. Do you think Zimbabweans are going to fix this in conjunction with the South Africans?
Okay, let me respond to this.
Mana, Twala, one second, Twala.
Okay.
I don't see Kuyama.
I think, yes, of course, they might come, but I don't think something will come up from it. I think when the army realized that they are part of the community, when someone closer to any army member is injured or is killed, I think they will realize that they have to support the people, not to be the enemy of the people. So the moment when army and police realize the importance of people, I think that's when we're going to see a change.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. We also wish to thank Ms. Noctula Adonsi, a political activist, Mr. Tawanda Sokora, MGC Alliance, and Kari Twala Jackson, a political activist. Sign off is Kip Stube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mtanganya huye mri mu Washington ndi chiti muve nezi warakanaka tufanga na zvakare mangwana Let's talk ngati kurukurei.